I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit. Welcome to Hey Spirit. I know you guys hear me say this every week. Wait till you guys listen to this week's episode. But honestly, I think it just validates on how spirit blows our minds every time I channel them, and that their gift keeps on giving. The validations. The thing that I loved about sharing my gift with Marcos today was his dad's ability to communicate with such passion. You know, spirit makes me feel things, they show me things, but to have me speak to Marco so fluently in a way of that I never heard a word from him, and then to find out that his father spoke 4 different languages fluently really validates the passion of how a soul can communicate. I hope you all enjoy this week's episode on Hey Spirit. I felt, and someone showed me the emotion of that you needed to hear that Spirit was sorry for, I want to use the word, for everything that you went through, but everything that transpired. So I don't know if that means, if that has a meaning for you.
It does.
Okay.
It could. Okay. It could. Yes.
That's fine. So I am going to start with, there is a father energy that steps forward. Is your father departed?
Yes.
Okay. And did he speak a different language?
Yes.
Because I can't understand him. I'm like, I have no idea what you're saying. And then he like went like this to me. He goes, and what am I supposed to do? But I don't hear the way we hear in the physical world. So it doesn't matter to me if he spoke another language. What it was that I could feel that I had to kind of, I can't even explain it. I had to like raise my vibration to kind of feel things from him. And all I knew was that it was in a different language.
Okay.
Your father just told me that you were just looking at something with his handwriting on it.
Wow. Yes. Okay.
Did you just get the chills or like a goosebump or something?
Big time.
Know that that was your father's soul that moved right through you to validate his presence. And more importantly, because I asked him if he was the one that told me that he was sorry, and he said yes. And I said, he actually, your dad's very polite though. So like spirit will communicate also like with that personality to validate that it is them, because you're the only one that knows your loved one's personality, correct?
Yes.
He was very polite, and he was like, can you please explain to my son how I was able to say I'm sorry to him? And I said, okay. So when a soul apologizes to someone, they had to relive their life through our eyes. So your dad had to relive his life through your eyes to be able to come through and to say, I was just in my speech saying, I'm sorry for what transpired or what had happened, or more importantly, what you were left with. So if you ever wonder if your father knows what you went through, or more importantly, what it was like for you, or how you were disappointed or felt alone, whatever those emotions are, Marcos, your dad says, I am sorry. And more importantly, that he knows and wants to take responsibility, not wanting you to feel that you could have done or handled things differently. Is your dad gone for some time?
Yes.
Because I said to him, I go, why are you making me feel like he was so young? Like, how could he have taken responsibility? Or like, he's like, you don't understand. Yeah. I want my son to know how proud I am of him, that I do know of the man that he's become. And I am sorry for everything that he had to endure. I'm going to even say before and especially since his departure.
I mean, I have to tell you that as you mentioned, the chills came right away when you mentioned the handwriting, because without giving too much into his personality, this morning I took a picture of his handwriting signature. Yeah, he was an artist in the 80s, and this morning I took a picture, and this morning I posted it on social media.
No way.
So I don't know how this was the first sign, or, you know, I'm very puzzled right now. I have to tell you the truth.
These are the things that I need Spirit to do and to talk about, because it validates that your father's soul was with you at that exact moment. And I've also realized, Marcos, that say this reading happened maybe a year ago, it might not serve you the purpose or help you as much as it is going to today. Your dad just said to me, he goes, you know, Teresa, my son's very busy. I go, he is? He goes, he's very important. He has a very important job. I go, he does? So I don't know what you do, but he made me feel like that you have. So if you wonder if your dad knows who you've become, and I feel like it's the complete opposite of what he would have done for a living.
I mean, you have to understand that from 1 to 10, you could be on a 9 in terms of being right. But right now you're 10 out of 10. It's unbelievable. It is true. I chose a path that is technically the most opposite of the path he chose for his life. Yes.
I don't know what you do, but he goes, it's very confusing. Very, very confusing. I don't know if you're a doctor or something, but he has me looking at like a monitor, like a heart, like where it like shows wow. like up and down, like heartbeats.
I work in finance. Yes, that's exactly that. I look at charts all day.
Oh, so yeah. Oh, he's showing it to me in my frame of reference because I am terrible with finances. he chose to show me like a heart monitor, how someone would watch like a heartbeat. But I guess it would be the same things if you're watching stocks.
Correct.
Or something.
If you're looking at the stock market, yeah, going up and down.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, God. Yeah. No, wow. No clue what that is. So know that your dad is very proud of the man that you've become.
Thank you.
And I'm also going to say, I don't know, did he die in the other country?
He actually physically died in the United States.
Okay, so is he back in the homeland or where he's originally from?
Yes, he was buried. Yes, he was buried in Israel.
Okay, because when Spirit shows me East Coast, West Coast, Marcos, it's my symbol for that. There's that we might feel a burden or bad about a separation, but I felt that it had to do with his death, and that so know that he says even though my physical body and my remains are in Israel, my soul has not left you. I'm freaking out now over the handwriting, because he was just talking about the handwriting that he was with you at that moment to truly validate that if you ever have these emotions, should I have gone back, or should we have laid his body to rest there in Israel? Absolutely. Is exactly where his physical body is supposed to be, because his soul is with you and hasn't left you.
Oh, beautiful to hear. And you know, you did mention earlier also the languages. And again, without giving too much, but what was very particular to his art is that he was perfectly fluent in four languages. But I mean, perfectly.
Did you see me do this when you said languages? Yeah. I held up four fingers. Yeah.
I know. And he was, I mean, perfectly fluent. And I'm talking, you know, teacher level fluent. And so that's why probably, you know, you were confused in what languages he was speaking to you.
Listen, I have enough trouble with English. I don't even speak English well. again, another thing of something that I would not know of your dad, or more importantly, could have found out about, correct?
Correct.
Your dad told me, though, that you recently, okay, he wants to talk about, now, did he not know your wife? See, I doodle when you, when I channel. He had me write wife. So did your husband, are you married?
I am.
And your dad did not know your wife, correct?
Correct. Okay.
So know that if that is something that you were wondering about, if he knew of her, approved of her, know that this is his way of validating that. And how we're going to validate that is that he made me feel like that she opened you up to seeing things differently.
Wow. Yes. Yes.
However you can place that, know that your dad says, I want to thank her for loving, honoring, and respecting you the way that you deserve to be. And then he like looked at me and he goes, she's a little kooky though, Teresa. he goes, not as kooky as you.
It is. It's phenomenal what I'm hearing, because yes, it's all on par with what my wife has enabled me to see differently, especially in relation to him.
Oh. So know that he wants to thank her for that. So if you ever wonder that, it's not just a cliche thing of your dad saying to you today, I know of your wife and I support and love her, but he gave reasons why he loves her. And he says, your dad just looked at me and he goes, Teresa, this will be a very different Father's Day for my son. Do you have children?
I do.
But in the fact of that, he makes me feel like hopefully you'll be able to celebrate him more so. So now I just said to him, I go, I think you went ahead of yourself a little bit of getting me to say that. So do you have a hard time celebrating, talking about or expressing things about your dad?
I did. I don't anymore.
Perfect.
But yes, you're onto something. Yes.
So, but I felt like this experience today was going to bring you even closer to that. Like it was going to like kind of like really come full 180.
Okay.
Of being able to give you peace and more importantly, comfort, and knowing that your dad's soul is safe and at peace with God. Did your dad leave suddenly and or tragically?
Yes.
Because he snapped his fingers at me, hit me in the back of the head, and I tasted blood. That is just my symbol for that someone left the physical world sudden and tragic.
Yes.
Do you wonder about heaven? Because he just said to me, tell my son that there is a place after death. Do you also have a daughter?
I do.
Okay. Does she have like... there's something with her hair, like either her hair is like an opposite of, say, the boys, or is her hair like everyone has straight hair, but she's got really curly hair or like crazy hair.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, she has very big hair. Yes.
Now, who is the mother figure for you that's departed as well? If it's not your mom, then it would be grandmother or grandmothers, because I saw two of them step forward.
The only departed figure on the feminine side would be my grandmother, my father's mother.
So know that she steps forward as well. She's singing a song to me. So is there, usually when spirit sings the song to me, "You Are My Sunshine," it's my symbol for a special song that they would sing to you. So was there like a childhood song or a song like that, like "You Are My Sunshine" or "Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star"? It has to be like a nursery rhyme.
What you're saying is really is shocking, but I think that it's still referring to my father's side, because my grandmother on my father's side, so she survived my father, so she was still alive after he passed for quite some time, and they had something very special regarding, let's call it a lullaby or something like this, where there was a very particular story where he was separated from his mother, I think when he was 4 or 5 years old, and she found him after a couple of years of research. He was basically almost stolen by his own dad. The energy that I've been feeling from my father, who passed so long ago, you know, has always been, in a way, I feel very close to me. But it was never something that I could really tap into, because, you know, I was very young when he passed, and, you know, it's very difficult to react, you know, on those type of things. So, I'm probably more collected, but I'm inside. I'm very moved. By what is happening.
This is also the work of your grandmother, also, because they had me write grandmother. So this is also the work of her giving you the gift, and she was such a protector of you. Such a protector, because she's like, don't make him cry. Like, I feel like she refers to you as her son. Like, you were more of a son to her than a grandson, correct?
Interesting.
So, but it's very, I'm going to say, now I understand why I might have had that feeling of, I don't know, that privacy sign, that of like not divulging or going into so many things. Were you going to write a book about your dad's life or his journey? Or did you think about journaling or writing about it?
I mean, Teresa, I have been in touch with people in the press, with movie directors, with, for the last week. It's not something that just showed up, you know, that I've been working on for years. Just last week, I have been in touch with people to either publish an autobiography that he wrote or making a movie about his life. So yes. And I'm very spooked right now, because this is really something that you could not have even remotely known about.
Absolutely not. No way. This is the work of spirit.
So is it something that he wants?
Let me explain this to you. When spirit brings up things that we think about doing, wanting to do, this does not mean that this is what we're supposed to do. I do not use my gift in that way. This is a perfect example of your loved ones. And I'm using the term your loved ones because your dad stands there, but he has all other loved ones around him. Everyone surrounds him to say that they know about it if you choose to, because he also showed me my symbol for that. If this doesn't ever get published or a movie done, it was more about the family knowing, more about the history of and the legacy of the family. And he just said to me on how it was lost, found, and rebirthed.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, Estro Control makes it easier to manage PMS. So Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way Estro Control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month. And that just isn't fair. Estro Control is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout.
And because your dad made me feel like it was like his life was a roller coaster of feeling so alone, all of this sadness and sorrow, and then being saved, but then being taken so soon.
I mean, this is the exact summary of what his life was. Exact summary.
And he said, and exactly, my life was like a movie. He says, sad but true. You would not even believe the things that my son wrote about. So whatever you did with this, however you tweaked it, fixed it, added whatever it is, know that your dad says, I know that this was not easy for you to do. And if there comes a time that you feel that it's not right, or it's not the right people, or maybe it's not the right time, then
or maybe just not.
Yeah, you have to listen to your gut instinct. It's the same.
Yes.
He's using it as this opportunity for you to be here today. There was something that when it came up, your dad made me feel like there was no questions. It was like, yeah, no, I want to do it. So just because he's bringing this up, this doesn't mean that we have to do this or that we should do it. These are things that your father... Oh, did you find these writings or the... I'll use the term your dad wrote about his life, correct?
Correct.
Did you find this by mistake or like you came across...
Yes.
Okay. Because I just said to him, I go, why do you keep showing me that I do not mean to use this scenario, but he keeps showing me like if someone had a diary from the Holocaust. He showed me an old client that I had. Her name was Yael, and she wrote about on how the family was taken and separated. That's what he keeps showing me because the spirit has to show me things in my frame of reference. So he says, these are exact moments. This is exactly what happened to me, but more importantly, how I felt through it all. You found it and I felt like your dad guided you to it because you needed to know to kind of understand him more. And I feel like after you read this documentary, I'll interpret, or his journal, I want to refer to it as his journal, you kind of understood him more.
Yes. And it was a journal. Yes. And to give context, it was a journal that he wrote when in the year my mother was pregnant with me. So he wrote during her pregnancy, and it was a journal that I was supposed to receive from my mother at 18 years old. And at 18 years old, I received the journal, but the journal was altered voluntarily. And when you're mentioning about, you know, the surprise, or, you know, it's more that part that I discovered the truth separately in a complete random manner.
And that's why he made me feel like you changed the documentary.
Here's the problem. The problem is that I actually was very proud of the journal, and I published. I was 18. I had this book published without knowing that it was altered. So I felt when I learned about it a year later, or 2 years later, I think, that I actually had published something that was not his true himself in the book, I was devastated for multiple other reasons too. But that's the part that I think, you know, when you're mentioning about me working on this, now what I'm working on is, in a way, having him being rediscovered for truly who he was, with all the facets of his personality.
And it's not easy. It has brought you on this emotional roller coaster.
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely.
So know that your dad says, with great pride and joy, whatever you choose to do, my son. It's almost like, as long as you know the truth, and as long as you know, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
And your dad's very funny, and he goes, and, you know, it's also a good lesson on don't always believe other people.
Fair. Very fair.
Who has an eye like your dad for, like, creating or, like, designing?
My wife.
Was there also a picture or something? I don't know if your wife wanted to do this. So I don't know if she wanted to recreate something of your father's. Let's say your dad had, like, a ring or a medallion or something. And your wife was like, oh, you know what? I want to redo this. I want to replicate it for you. But then he showed me, like, that there was, like, a picture, like an actual photograph. And then I feel like I had it painted into a portrait, or I took a painting and had it redone or touched or restored or something.
So she's a jewelry designer. So you mentioning jewelry or replicating a piece of jewelry is very accurate. She actually mentions often a chain that my father used to wear, that I used to wear, that is one that she wears now. And regarding painting and pictures, I mean, there is so much. My father was also a painter. He was drawing a lot also. You cannot imagine how much healing this is providing me, because, you know, when it's always what you're looking for, and mm-hmm. you never know if, you know, how it can manifest itself, that they see that, mm-hmm. you know, or that they approve of.
Your father actually showed me my symbol for when someone, and it doesn't mean, it has nothing to do with your dad, but it has to do all with you. When spirit has me say to someone, you're twice the father, twice the husband that I was. And then your father started showing me, like, all these flashes of things. And I, with every ounce of my soul, I feel like that everything that your dad went through and had gone through, even through his death, he remained this strong, as positive as he could be, man. And it was almost like, you know how we sometimes use the term, what God places in our path only makes us stronger, or God only gives us what we yes. can handle?
Yes.
Your dad literally looked at me and he's like, whoever thought they could handle this? And, like, handed me like a box of just crap. Right?
Like, yes.
And it's like, yes. And I got to try to figure this out. And he's like, the greatest thing that I ever could have done was to be a dad. And I want you to, on this Father's Day, to remember that. That's why, because your dad made me feel like that this Father's Day was going to have a different meaning for you. But it had to do with him. And he says, remember the moment your children were placed in your arms? There is no other feeling like it. He said, and I never thought that I was going to be a dad. He says,
he didn't want to be a dad.
But the moment you were placed in my arms is when
exactly what he says in his book. Yeah.
That is when my soul changed. And I want you to know that. I might not have thought I was ever going to be a dad or wanted to be a dad, but it was the greatest thing, my greatest masterpiece that I ever created. He said, and his mother had a little bit to do with it.
Yes.
Her dad made me feel like that there was an explanation from his father of why things were done. Or why he did the things he did. And they showed me my symbols for like, almost like creating my own empire or my own little, I don't even know how to interpret it. It was almost like kingdom. And then there was just all this, sometimes they show me this. This is why I'm confused, because a lot of times it might be if a mom treats their daughter like a Cinderella, like it was like jealousy and envy and didn't know how to unconditionally love and just wanted to shelter and keep them all for themselves. Does that make sense?
Yes, they had a very conflictual relationship, my grandfather and my father. My grandfather was a little kind of a tyrant, in the family.
Look at what I wrote here. I wrote here, your grandfather is crying in the corner. And he wrote, and I asked him why he was crying. And he said, I was mean. I was a mean.
Wow, yes.
So he pulled the hat over his eyes, which is my symbol for when a soul, when they relive their life, is ashamed and truly sorry. And more importantly, your grandfather's soul knows what he did, how he destroyed and ripped your father's soul apart.
Yes.
And for that,
they both survived him. You know, they both survived him. So the two parents survived him, and his entire childhood was that kind of being torn apart by the two parents, which is what made him an artist later on. And a lot of his art is what, you know, came from that pain. Basically. Yeah.
And I don't know why it's a word that that he's having me use, the meanness, the cruelty.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then for your dad to rise to where and who he became.
You know, you said earlier about the concept of the kingdom.
Yeah.
And what is unbelievable of what you said is that he does mention it in his autobiography, is that, you know, one of the best, in not vengeance, but one of the best ways for him to express, to show his father especially that he could become the man that he thought he could become, is to become famous. And so when you were saying, you know, he was building this, you know, empire and that, you know, thing around him, you know, what was a best way than to be an artist, being vocal and being, you know, on whatever, on TV or on radio at the time, you know, in the 70s and 80s.
Wow. Now I know why it was even far more important for your dad to acknowledge the man you've become. Because knowing what that was like to hear that from your dad, your father made me feel like his soul, like your soul got a hug when he said that to you.
Yes, absolutely.
I think it was important for your dad to, because I could see the like other souls, like I could see, but like I can't always feel everything from them. It all comes from your dad. And I feel like it's important that even though I see other souls, your dad, his soul needs to do this today because the timing is perfect. This is the time that you needed this the most.
Do you feel that this was something that he was waiting for also?
Absolutely. I don't believe there is anything in life as a coincidence.
It's very, of course, soothing. You know, it's very healing, soothing, you know, whatever we want to call it.
Were you talking about going back to Israel for a trip? Well, was there a discussion?
I never took my kids there, and I haven't been there in almost 20 years. Yeah. And my father is buried there. So that's a trip that, you know, we probably want to do soon. Yes.
So that was something that was one of the first things that your dad brought up, was that even though his physical body is in Israel, his soul clearly is still with you, living life through your eyes, your children's eyes, and your wife. For him to acknowledge your wife and what she wants to do, what keeps has spoken about over the years in doing, is unbelievable. Now, was there something that your dad carved or etched? So what he showed me was like, it was almost like he kept showing me like a letter or his handwriting, and you like rubbing your hand over it. But it would almost be like if it was Braille, like when then I can feel like I could, as I rub my hand over it, I can feel what it says or the meaning of it. So is there a piece of artwork? Did your dad do more than just painting? Did he do like sculptures?
Yes.
Okay.
A lot. And this was the last art form of his life before he passed. So yes.
Do you have a piece of artwork or something? I don't care if it's a stone. Because he keeps having me look at it. I have a piece of amethyst here. And he keeps having me look at it. And I close my eye. And he was visualizing me doing this. Like, even though it was clear on the other side of my desk, he had me like close my eyes, feel it. And I could feel what I was getting from it. Or I could feel the energy from it. Do you have something of your dad's? I don't care if it's a miniature sculpture, if it's something small, even if it's a picture of it. It's like I can feel my dad in that. Like that's how he's making me feel.
I mean, our house is filled with some of his art. The sculptures are too big to actually
okay
fit in an apartment. So but it's filled with, you know, drawings and paintings and books that were made about his art. So it's a constant reminder.
Okay.
So
do you get flashes of your dad, or do you sometimes think you see him? So I'm gonna say
yes all the time. All on the street, on, you know, when I'm in a cab, very often, you know, or I think, you know, I see the back of his, or, you know, yes, that's something.
No,
very present.
Know that that's real. It's not your imagination. It's not wishful thinking. Know that it is your dad's soul with you at that exact moment. Your dad also wants to take credit for some of your success. He made me feel like, because now I know nothing about what you do, but he has me at a computer and I keep hearing buy, sell, buy, sell, buy, sell. And then he's like, I made him not do something one day, and it was a good thing that he didn't do it, because he would have lost a lot of money.
Interesting.
Your dad made me feel like that someone new was just placed into your path for new opportunities. Because I saw his artwork, and then he showed me real estate. So I don't know if they're two separate things, or unless if it's something where, let's hypothetically say, this piece of real estate becomes available and now we're going to showcase his sculptures.
Wow. We're thinking about moving outside of the city, and I'm thinking of doing trying to do something like, you know, maybe a smaller, you know, gallery or something. So it's a yes.
Do okay. you always buy your daughter flowers, or do you give her like roses, or is it to your wife?
Flowers are more to my wife.
Okay, because I kept seeing the most exquisite flowers.
Oh.
Wow.
The house is filled with flowers. Yes.
So, no, again, and I know that you know, someone might be listening going, well, why would they talk about that? How would I know that? How would I know that your apartment is filled with flat or the house is filled with
No way to know.
Right.
No way to know.
So knowing, again, not just a cliche thing or a common thing of your dad saying, I am so proud of the man that you've become.
Oh, thank you. Oh, this is.
I have to say this because, and there's a part of me that feels bad about saying this because you lost your dad, but I feel so excited about your experience today. And I think it's because of the healing that took place. Because I feel like here you are, you were on this healing journey, right? And you had this things, whether you healed or put to rest, but I really felt like this was like the cherry on top of the sundae.
It was, yes. And subliminally, I would say, it's very strong mm-hmm. because we didn't even have, like from what you explained to me of what you felt, the messages of my father, it gives me great comfort that he knows I know who he was. If I had not discovered what I did discover about the personality of my father, I would not have become who I am today.
Really, I mean, I consider what I do such an honor and a privilege. And the fact that you trusted me with the soul of your dad really has meant the world to me. And the healing that I was able to feel that took place is remarkable because I don't always feel the healing. I don't always feel, and I never use this word, closure. And I felt that is exactly what you needed. And because
yes.
I don't typically like to use the word closure because I feel closure is so final. And spirits, with the work that I do always validates that nothing is ever final, right? But I feel like for you, your dad wanted me to use that word. That you received the peace, the comfort, and the closure that you deserve.
I have. Yeah. I have. Because you came up with some concepts. And again, for me, the most unbelievable part is that it came through right away as him. Like, it could have been, my grandfather. It could have been my grandmother. They all had unbelievable personalities. Mm-hmm. It could have been my great. No. It was him from the beginning, they're trying, connecting with you and and came through unbelievable details.
Amazing. Well, I want to thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Thank you, Teresa. Thank you so much.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My name is Marcos, and I'm from New York. It was even more surprising than when we usually watch it on the show on TV, because I really thought that for whatever reason, the reading had to be physically in the same location for her to either catch some energies or, feel inspired. And the fact that she was able to do it online, just looking at me, through the video was pretty astonishing. Well, the first thing, which I think was the most obvious, was I think it was the first or second sentence, right away she mentioned my dad. And, she could have picked up on other people, deceased in my family, I also had, three grandparents that passed that I was close to. But the first person that, you know, she right away mentioned was my dad being deported. That was basically the number one signal for me that we were clearly going in the right direction. And then during the conversation, you know, she mentioned a lot of, I think it was the second or third thing actually that she mentioned was, if I came across his writing or his handwriting, and that same morning of the reading, I had actually taken a picture of his handwriting, part of the drawing that he had done. So this was very much on point. Everything was very clean and clear, I would say, during the meeting and after too. But I clearly felt a sense of healing and a sense of closure, because a lot of things were said that I guess unconsciously I wanted to hear. That would best describe, you know, the feelings I had, like a lot of closure. There are things that I would say normal human beings are really missing out when they don't believe in the fact that there are spirits out there. I mean, look, I work in finance, so we do probabilities every day. And she came up with basically, you know, probably 10 things that if you add on every single one of them in terms of the probability of someone knowing one of those, the probability would be zero. And she was on point with probably 10 different things. I'm extremely thankful. I feel it was a huge blessing and, you know, a great step towards, you know, that healing that I was looking for a long time. I wish there were more Teresas out there, because I think a lot of people could benefit from a reading like that. So this was the greatest gift I could have received. I'm missing nothing material after having had a reading like that. You know, this was literally the greatest connection I could have asked for. And I think also, you know, as a father, I mean, the fact that I connected through Teresa with my own father, and the fact that I'm a father also, makes me feel that, you know, maybe the day I'm not here anymore, I could still reach out to my loved ones.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.